This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture. We continue to chat about planting progress, which has been slow across Michigan. We're going to chat today with Josh Whalen, pioneer agronomist. And Josh, let's talk about how slow it's been. I know that we've caught some nice weather in parts of lower Michigan. It doesn't sound like that's really been your part, though.
It definitely depends on where you're at. So the west side seems to be a little bit further ahead, and parts of the thumb are pretty good, but the center part of the state's been pretty wet.
So if you had to put a number on it, how far along are we as far as planting progress is concerned with corn and beans?
I would say we're about 30% to 40% on our corn, and about the same on our soybeans too, maybe a little bit further ahead. It does seem like there's more beans in the ground than there is corn, so you might bump that up to 50.
With how wet it's been, it's just been tough to get out there and really get a whole lot done from the standpoint of planting, from the standpoint of weed control. It just has been difficult, and folks are already starting to think, you know, what's next here? What do I need to be thinking about? Some are already thinking, do I need to start thinking about changing maturities in my hybrids and varieties? What are your thoughts?
Right, yeah. Eric, there's been quite a bit of talk about changing our maturities in our hybrids and varieties. Usually happens around this time every year. I've looked back at, we send agronomy updates weekly during this time of year. And I looked back, and 2 years ago and 3 years ago, we sent out updates on around this time, basically asking folks to hold off on switching their hybrid maturities just yet. And the reason being is you give up quite a bit of yield whenever you switch to some of those mid to early maturity range corn hybrids, and we got a lot of time left for our soybeans to go on the ground. So what we've seen is in the northern corn belt is May 25th, or even in Michigan, a lot of times we use Memorial Day or May 31st as a good marker for when we should start switching to earlier hybrids. And if we're in, you know, that mid-maturity, like let's say 96 to 102, that goes even further to almost June 3rd. That's whenever I'd really recommend you start looking at switching to some of those earlier hybrids. So I'm asking guys to hold off a little bit and hopefully hold on to their yield for a little bit longer. You know, we get an average planting date in Michigan's May 15th, and that's today. So now that is the state as a whole, I get that, and, you know, things can change, but if you look at an average year, we have about 2,800 GDUs to October 20th for May 15th. For our hybrids, that's enough to mature everything up to 110-day corn. So plenty. I want you to stay the course at least for a little while, and as things get closer, we'll talk about it a little bit more.
And I think that we should note here, Josh, that I'm going to ask you to toot your own horn here a little bit, but we've made a lot here the past couple of years as we've seen record corn yields, record soybean yields in surrounding states and at the nationwide level. And a lot of it has to do with the genetics, you know, the hybrids, the varieties that you're putting out there. There has to be some level of trust here that goes with these seeds that are being put in the ground and how they can adapt to a lot of these situations. I know you're asking farmers to be patient a little bit, but let's try to maximize this yield from these seeds that are being put in the ground, because the seeds are pretty darn good.
Right. Yeah. I was working with my predecessor a little bit ago, or a couple weeks ago, and he was pulling out plot data from 1980, and the high yields on those in the thumb were about 120 to 130 bushels. I think most people nowadays would be pretty upset if that's what their average was. So yeah, the genetics have come a long way, and we want to get the most out of them. So yeah, raising the ground when we get a chance and giving it a chance to be a better yield, not just for you, but, you know, just in general. That's our goal here.
Josh, let's talk about what has gone in the ground at this point. We are starting to see a lot of that has gone in. It's emerged at this point. We're starting to do some stand counts. We're starting to do, we're getting out there. We're checking things. Some talk here early about insect pressure. Can you talk about what kind of insect pressure you're seeing here thus far?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of seed corn maggot out there, mostly hitting up our soybeans. So I'd really recommend you guys go out and see what of your plants have come up, if there's any damage on them. We do have a product that works on our seed treatment. It's really been paying dividends. That's Lumiderm this year. Looks really good. But some of our standard insecticide seed treatments, haven't been as successful at controlling seed corn maggot as they have in the past as resistance built up. I'm actually on my way to go look at a field with a bunch of black cutworm in it. So that's starting to pop up in quite a few places, along with alfalfa weevil in our alfalfa fields. That's getting pretty bad right now. And strangely enough, it's not an insect, but I've seen quite a few slugs out and about. And that damage looks very similar to seed corn maggot damage. So wouldn't be surprised if you have some slug damage out there either. I know there's a couple Pioneer Research locations that are actually putting out bait right now as we speak to kind of control those slugs. So just more and more to keep your eyes out on. The pretty mild winter has definitely made insects pretty heavy, along with some of these spring wheat flushes. And then as our crops slowly get out of the ground, those insects are going to go straight there. So they want that fresh new green, and that's what they're looking for.
Any final words of advice here, Josh, as we wrap up today's interview? As folks, really, I mean, we're working in between rains. We're working in between, fields trying to dry down. We get some sunshine in there to get out and get this crop planted and try to wrap this thing up so we don't have to worry about changing any of those hybrids and varieties.
Yeah, thing I'd say is while we want to get it done, don't get in too big of a rush. You know, stay safe. Never want something bad to happen to anybody. Just keep in mind, it's actually pretty normal for us to be planting around this time. It feels like we should be done by now, especially with the way last year went, where we were all done in about 2 weeks. So I understand things seem dim right now, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I think there might be a little bit more done than everybody's estimating. So just stay safe and take your time.
You know, recent memory does tend to toy with your mind a little bit. Last year might be toying with some people a little bit. It did go pretty swimmingly last year.
Yeah. I felt like everything got planted in about 4 days last year because usually we're fighting the rains. And what happened was we ended up having 6 weeks of perfect planting weather, but that meant nothing came up for 6 weeks either because we didn't have any rain. I've noticed some improvements in the planting this year than coming from last year. Stuff is definitely planted well deep enough this year. And we're also seeing people slow down, look at their planters a little bit more, making sure things are right, rather than racing to the finish and coming back later and replanting when we didn't have to. So seems like farmers' memories and our my own too. We all remember what happened last year, but we can also remember 1986. So it just depends on the year, what's going on. So